When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my next guest tonight is a stand-up comedian you know from his Netflix specials and comedy podcasts. He's just written a new book, I'd Like to Play Alone, Please. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Tom Segura. Nice to see you. I've been looking forward to this for a few years. You were here 3-4 years ago, something
like
that?
Yeah, 2 years ago, yeah.
I truly enjoyed it, and I've been waiting for you to come back.
Thank you.
Now you got the book right here. I'd like to play alone, please.
Yeah.
There you go. First of all, and this is not on any of the, this is not on the questions on any of the cards. You can check.
Yeah.
It. You look healthy.
Thanks.
Is that a plan?
Yeah, I'm trying to just be less fat. So.
All right. So your first Netflix special, and I've seen all of them now, because again, I'm kind of obsessed with your work. Your first Netflix special aired in 2014, when Netflix wasn't the big comedy. Deal that it is now. What did? Were you excited to get it? You were like,
no. The mountaintop then for like a, you know, if you were a working road guy like me was Comedy Central. That was it. That's where you wanted to be. You know, and like yeah. I mean, obviously, I think it worked out for you there. But so we shot it and we sent it to them, and I was just like, please say yes, because I had done other things on the network. And they passed. They said no, and I got the call, and I was like, no. And they're like, no. They said there's no theme to the hour, and I was like, the theme is jokes. Like, so that's what do you mean? What are you talking about? The theme? I'm not like trying to get my doctorate. This is just an hour special. So then I pulled. I remember I pulled over in La Cienega in LA, and my manager goes, but you know who wants to acquire it? This is 2013, so right before the year before it airs, Netflix. And I was like, oh, really? And he was like, yeah, I go, like, to mail the DVDs in? Because that's what you were...
Right, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, but they're like, they're getting into streaming. I'm like, that's not going to work, dude. Like, that's not going to work. And he was like, well, they're the only ones who said yes. And I'm like, all right. And it was just kind of like, I honestly forgot about it. And then it aired. I didn't think much of it. And like 3 months later, we're selling some tickets. And then by 6 months later, we're just... selling out shows, adding shows, it all took off from that.
Now, I understand there's a wardrobe perk for Netflix.
Yeah.
Please explain to me this prop I have back here.
Okay, so with each special, you're like, I should ask for more, you know? So with the last one,
the fourth one. Yeah.
I was like, you know, oh yeah, you know, I should try to like, I don't know, like try to look good. So I hired a stylist, Seth Chernoff. Sorry, I didn't call you about today. I put this together myself. But I called him, and he came over with all these cool jackets, because I wanted to wear a jacket in the special. He's got all these jackets. Some of them are like too eccentric. Some of them are just, you know, just. And then I put on this one. I'm like, man, this is awesome. This fits like a glove. And he's like, yeah, it's $5,000. And I was like, I'm not buying that, dude. He's like, do you think Netflix would buy it? And I'm like, maybe. So also it's olive, and we want it to be blue, right? So we call Netflix and they're like, okay, they sign off on it. I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah, I guess. They're like, why do you need this? I'm like, because it fits nice. So
because it's funny.
Yeah. So then I'm like, all right, well, now we need it to be blue. So he calls the people that made it in Italy, Cuccinelli. He calls them, and he's like, can you make this in blue? And they're like, yeah, it'll take 4 months. And he's like, well, we have like 2 weeks. So now we have an olive jacket that we purchased for $5,000, but we need it to be blue. So he's like, I know the best dye person in LA, and they'll do an amazing job. They'll dye the leather. So they dye it blue. It looks great. And then like a week before this, like I'm supposed to tape, I'm like, I don't want to wear it. And he's like, why? I'm like, it's just, I don't want to be like the leather guy. Like, oh, you know, like I feel like it's like a character or something. I'm like, I wear leather. I don't know. I just start to feel weird about it. I go, I'm not wearing it. And they're like, what are you going to wear? I'm like, I have a jacket already in my closet. So then Netflix is like, what about the 5Gs we dropped on that? And I'm like, I don't know. I guess it's just my jacket now. I've never worn it.
Well, you brought it here tonight.
I did.
This
it's
is
nice.
That is a really, really beautiful. May I try it on?
I'd love for you to try it on. Please.
See. I don't know if we're the same size.
Yeah, you take care of yourself.
Not really. Not really. Okay, here we go.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Oh, hell yeah. Come on. Said you've never worn it.
I think I wore it once. It was during the pandemic.
This is really nice, man.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want it?
$50.
All right. Yeah. Dude, that looks good on you.
It really does look good on me. Can I see this, Jim?
Dude.
Oh, wow. I might start a gang.
Yeah.
Wow.
That looks good.
I rarely get wardrobe out of these.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just keep this on for a second. Keep moving here.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
Father's Day.
Yes.
Father's Day is coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
You have
two boys.
Dos.
Los dos. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So you have two. How old are they? Do you mind if I ask?
No. 6 and 3.
Six and three. Fantastic age.
They're really cute.
6 is just about perfect, and 3 will get there.
Yeah.
So. Are you looking forward, like Father's Day, you looking forward to that?
I mean, you know, we'll see. I don't know. I mean,
do you get anything? Just like your wife, like breakfast in bed or any of that
sometimes,
stuff?
Sometimes, yeah, that stuff happens. Yeah. And, you know, they'll get me something that I was like, here, I just bought this. I'll give it to you, now you give it to me. Like that kind of thing. it'll be cute. We'll have a cute
but
thing.
Being a dad is
it's
wonderful.
The best.
It's wonderful. It's difficult. It's a challenge at all times, but beautiful even when it's hard.
Yes. I mean, there's like, the 3-year-old is on this thing now where he refuses to go by his name. His name is Julian. And he, every day, insists on you calling him sir. So, and I mean, like, he never breaks. It's not like a bit for like the afternoon. It's like, good morning, Julian. He's like, you call me sir? And I'm like, all right, so I have to be like, sir, will you please eat, sir? Like, will you go to bed, sir? And if you don't call him sir, it's just like, I mean, a huge tantrum. So we've just given in to sir. Yeah.
Has his older brother playing that game?
Oh yeah, older brother's like, sir is in the bath right now. You know, I'm like, all right. So yeah, we'll see if he accepts his name one day. And then, and the 6-year-old, man, he's refusing to wipe his ass. Like, refusing, right?
That's a little.
I know.
Old.
And I'm like, bro. You know, he's like, I pooped. I'm like, I know, but you gotta do the second part now, you know? And so I go in there and I'm like, you got to wipe yourself. And he goes, I want to wait till I'm taller. And I'm like, I go, how tall do you want to be? And he goes, 18. And I'm like,
You're not gonna do that till he's 18.
No! 16, I'm not giving him a car if he's not wiping his ass. Like, it's a deal, man. Yeah.
Well, Tom Segura,
it's
lovely to have you back.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I really appreciate you stopping by. I'd like to play alone, please. It's Tom Segura, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.